Announcement here concerning tomorrow evening. The business meeting will start at 7, but we're asking everyone to get here early. If you could get here at 6:30, we do have a process that we have to go through on this. We want to make sure everything is done correctly and in order. So if you could be here at 6:30, if you've already qualified to vote, you will be given your ballots at that time, and you'll be able to come in here and find a seat. If you have not qualified to vote, we've given people ample time here, so I'm hoping everyone has taken care of this ahead of time. But For some reason, if you have not, then there is a process that you will have to go through to make sure that everything is correct and in order. And it might be where that you would have to meet with one of the pastors if there's a question on anything. So we just want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity and such. But we also have we have to start on time and we have to end on time. So with that, we have an awesome, awesome speaker tonight. Brother Rich Thomas. He is a great friend of mine, a great mentor of mine, and I love this man. I hope that when I get 75, 80, however, 76, 77, 81, 35, when I get 35, I have as much energy. Love you, brother.
Nope.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Are you happy that you're in the house of the Lord? Praise God. I'm happy to be here after flying 35,000 feet in the air. It's always good to get down on earth. Praise God. You could be seated for a moment. Sister Thomas and I just came back from a week's vacation. We had a great time, did a lot of interesting things. It's always good to be back. It's good to leave, but it's also good to be back. I just want to talk to you a few minutes about members only. A while back, I read an article that was dealing with the exclusive clubs all over the world. And it was really, after I read this article, it's kind of hard for me to believe that they even existed. Let me give an example. There's a club in California called the Bohemian Club, and it's members only. It has a membership of 2,700 members. Has a waiting list of over 3,000. The average number of years on the waiting list is 15 to 20. You believe that? This is a club where President Bush, Kissinger, Clint Eastwood, and many celebrities end up at. There was one club that listed a membership fee of $425,000 just to join, if they accepted you, plus $25,000 annual maintenance fee. Are you kidding me? San Francisco Golf Club. This is a funny one. It's so exclusive and secret, they do not publish directions even to the members. If you get lost, tough luck. Now, women must enter through the back door and leave before dark. Hello? And then there's the newest of the clubs is called the Yellowstone Club in Colorado. And it has a $4 million fee just to join this club. Now, this isn't all. In addition to the money up front, you have obligated then to buy a certain amount of things within the club, the golfing and so on and so forth. I'm going to wait a while before I join one of these clubs. It's pretty amazing to me how this world has transgressed into a society of everything revolves around prestige and money and so on and so forth. But you know, God has a exclusive club. God has a club, I call it God's members-only club, but unlike these exclusive clubs we just talked about, everybody's welcome. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue. Praise God. In this royal kingdom club, it helps if you're broken. If you're not broken, you can't get in the club because you have too much pride. And you don't need anybody to vote on your membership except the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God that we do not have to qualify to get into this kingdom of God. I thank God that we don't have to pay a certain amount of money. I thank God that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the people that Jesus seems to be so attracted to are the halt, the maimed, the lame, the poor, those who have nothing to put in. They are the ones that are God's special people. He's called the poor, the widow, the orphans, and their membership has already been paid. You can't join this club because you have a big bank account. Some churches, it's not quite that way. But nevertheless, Matthew 11, 28, if you'd stand with me, I'd like to read the scripture. This is the calling to the new members in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Praise God. Now, this, you can be seated, but this must be an awesome place that we're talking about. The Bible talks about streets of gold, gates that are 1,500 miles high, made out of pure pearls, walls of jasper. You get in there, and the owner of the club will wipe your tears away. John 14, 2, the Bible says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Can you imagine the place that God has prepared for you? Can you just kind of fathom? Forget about everything that's happening in your life right now. One of these days, we're going from mortality to immortality, to a place that God's had a lot of. Look what he did in 7 days. He created everything that we call existence. 7 days, and he's had many hundreds, if not thousands, of years to prepare a place for you and to prepare a place for myself. Praise God. When we came into Reno, Nevada, we were about to land, and this is where I sort of got the idea for this message. And the captain came on, and he was at about 33,000 feet, and he said, "In so many minutes, we'll be landing in the Reno International Airport. Please fasten your seat belts." And once we landed, after many prayers and bumpy, don't you just love that landing part? I don't. Praise God. The captain came on again saying, you can now proceed to your baggage area. And it's actually baggage area number 6. We went on a lot of tours in Lake Tahoe and Yosemite National Park, but I want to tonight take you on a little tour, if you allow me to be your tour guide. And I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Once you are in the kingdom of God, the Bible tells us that we have to please check all of our weights at the gate before you enter the kingdom of God. You have to check all the weights. I don't know about you, but I had a lot of weights when I came in. In so many times, we really don't want to get rid of them. We become familiar. We've been dragging these around for so long that we forget. We have no idea how much freedom God's given us in the Holy Ghost. It's almost unfamiliar. Suddenly, we don't have the weights. Jesus said, "Take your weights and the sins that so easily beset us. Check them in." There's the sins and there's the weights. The sins are gone once you enter into the members-only area, and the weights that so easily beset us, we have been given complete freedom in the Holy Ghost. We've been allowed to come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. The problem I see, unless you understand what God has delivered you from, it is so easy to go back to the very things that had you bound, to your anger, to your lust, to all these things. Yeah, the burden is heavy, but I'm so used to it. Oh. And then suddenly you come to your senses, you say, "No, I'm not going to go back there. That's crazy. I wonder if I could just..." Is anybody looking? Is the pastor gone? Everybody close their eyes. I'm just going to take one little sin out of here. Nobody's going to see me. Nobody will know. I'm going to hide this in my heart. You're kidding yourself, my friend, if you think that you can pick up those very things that God has delivered you from, that you can have a little sin in your life. The Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. In addition to all this, so many people I talk to, the devil is dead on their trail trying to convince them that this was the good life. This is where you were really having a good time. A really good time. Bound in sin, had no hope. Check your sins and your weights at the gate of the kingdom of God and leave them there, period. Don't allow yourself to get re-entangled in the world and the things of this world. Praise God. You have to remember, in God's kingdom, your past sins are not remembered. I mean, they're not even on the record book. The Bible says your sins are as far as the east is from the west. You can't get any further away than that. So why in the world would you want to go back to what had been killing you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything we need from the moment we enter into the new members Kingdom of God Club is already been appropriated for us. Everything that you'll need from the day you enter that kingdom until the day you die. If you stay in the kingdom, stay away from the weights, stay away from the sins that beset you before. God has a brand new life for you. Old things are passed away, the Bible says. Behold, all things are become new. Don't you love to have newness of life? Don't you feel fresh and clean and pure? We're all going to stumble. Listen, we're all going to stumble. We're all going to fall a little bit. But if you get up, cast those sins and weights away from us, praise God, you won't have to ever get back into that. Hallelujah. There is no fear in God's kingdom. Perfect love has cast out all fear. We have been given the promise of unspeakable joy. I searched all over the whole world looking for joy, looking for something to stimulate me. And listen, for a sin is for a season, but it sure didn't do anything for me. It almost killed me on so many imaginable ways. Hallelujah. Jesus said he would supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. All of my needs. Though, if we would just wait upon the Lord, he would renew our strength. He would allow us to mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. As a man soweth, so shall he reap. Listen, if we sow good seed, we never have to go back to that weight or that sin, praise God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. The Word of God can never fail you. Never fail you. We are to hide God's Word in our heart. Hide it there. Memorize it. Sleep with it. Talk about it. Get yourself so accustomed to the Word of God that nothing else makes any sense. Does this world make any sense to you? Every time you pick up a newspaper, you see all of this craziness coming upon us. Some of you haven't been here very long, but for us who have been here for 25, 30, 35, and 40 years, things have changed. The climate has changed. The so-called moral values of this nation have changed. The only safe place, my friend, is to be biblically correct. Don't worry about what the politically correct people are doing. You become biblically correct. We don't have to push it on anybody. We just follow after biblical principles and things that we know are right. And listen, nobody's going to convince me that these things that they're promoting now, that's even going to the Supreme Court. I will never bow my knee to that. If I have to spend the rest of my life in jail, that's what it'll have to be. That's just the way it is. It's not going to change. It's forever settled in heaven. Praise God. But the world's changing. Everybody wants to be politically correct. People no longer seek the Word of God to be the barometer or the plumb line for their life. The value system is pretty much gone. God has been removed from our school system. He's been removed from our government. The only thing to me that makes sense is being in the members only area. Praise God. You know, when we come into this kingdom, we come in with highly developed unbelief. We've spent all of our years learning things that were not true, thinking things and thinking through processes that didn't really have any biblical principles behind them. So we have to get in there and unscramble the egg. We need to get in there, and the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye, what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might, what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's all we need to do to stay in the new members area. I always want to have a freshness in my spirit. My body's getting a little bit old, as Roy alluded to. My hair is gone. My peepers are getting diminished. But inside of me, there beats a heart of someone who loves the Lord with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Hallelujah. Are you trying to tell me, Brother Thomas, that you think you're really on top of your spiritual game? Absolutely not. But I will say this. I want my direction to be pointed always into the kingdom, always going farther into the kingdom, never allowing anything to overtake me. When I make a mistake, praise God, I get up, I ask God to forgive me. The Bible says if we do make a mistake and if we're faithful to confess our sins, He will forgive us of all of our sin and all of our iniquities. Isn't this a wonderful thing? I know this is old stuff to everybody here, but see, it's not old stuff to me anymore because this is what's kept me. This is what's kept me. The old time religion that was preached in the book of Acts. There's a lot of wonderful things in this book, friend, but if you're on fire for Jesus Christ and you're heading deeper into His members only area, you can't help but to get God's eyes upon you. The Bible says God's eyes run to and fro the whole earth, seeking those whose heart is perfect towards Him. God, help me have a perfect heart. Do you have a perfect heart today? I'm struggling with it. I'm struggling with it. But listen, if you have a direction, I'm not satisfied with who I am right now. I'm not laying down and feeling depressed. I'm excited because this is the only thing I've ever been involved in my life that you cannot go, you can always have more. You can always get more. If you're willing to sacrifice a little sleep time for prayer and a few meals in fasting, praise God, you can have everything in God's kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we've been given power over the enemy. We must remember that once we are translated into this new member's kingdom, there is a devil out there, and he is not happy that you have decided to make your move into the new members area. He wants to convince you the best place for you would be right back out there in the hog pen. Pick up those sins. Get back involved in those things. Go back to those people that had destroyed your life. Get back to the sin that caused you so much heartache. Hallelujah. Or the option to that would be Psalm 68:19. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Daily loads us with benefits. Isn't that amazing? Listen, if you don't show up for your benefits, maybe He'll give them to me. I don't know. But if you don't ask for anything, you cannot receive anything. Psalms 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? What can you give God that He doesn't have? Praise and worship and obedience to His word is what we can offer Him. Out of a heart that's filled with joy and peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, the God of this world, this God of this world is limited. He does not have authority over your life. The only thing He has to offer you is lies. And compromise. Compromise is the big one. He can keep us from, God can keep us from sinning in many cases. But listen, compromise is the death of so many Christians. You just slack off a little bit. I don't have a ministry anymore. Oh, really? I suppose God doesn't need anybody. I guess this is the way some people get this idea. Listen, I've been there. I've been there. Listen, you need to have a ministry. You need to be accountable to your leadership of that ministry. Praise God. If his only weapon are lies, the only resource you have available is this book. How are you going to know whether you're in the right road or the wrong road? I don't know about you, but I have determined to make heaven my home. In spite of some of my best efforts to destroy myself. But see, it's our responsibility to study, the Bible says, to be approved unto God, a workman that does not have to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If you do not take the time to hide the word in your heart, if when temptation comes your way, a big flag does not come up in your spirit, you'll be tempted then to go right back to those things that had you bound. And before you know it, you'll be dragging these crazy weights around again. How silly is that? You say, would anybody really do that? These are heavy. I mean, they're heavy. They hurt. And you know, when you go back to these sins, guess what happens? It's not just you. Everybody that loves you, everybody that you've witnessed to, everybody that you've talked to Jesus Christ about, they see you pick up those things, or they see that you're slacking off a little bit. They see that you've picked back up some sin that you once renounced. Now it's not so bad. Help me, Jesus. We need to go back. We need to go back. Once you are in that kingdom, his word will never fail you. When we're void of word faith, listen, if we have faith, but it's not from the word of God, it's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God. For years, when I first came in, I prayed that God would increase my faith. You ever prayed that prayer? God, increase my faith. One day, God stopped me dead in my tracks. He said, it's not your faith. I can't increase your faith. You need to be praying that you would receive my word that's forever settled in heaven. And your faith will grow once you understand it's not your faith. It's having faith in God's word to respond in instant, in season, or out of season. Praise God. It's all about his word. You know, when the devil tries to blow a big hole in your faith, you have to have something inside of you that keeps you from going back into this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you know one of the main privileges or one of the main benefits of having this relationship in the members only? There's so many of them, it's very difficult to try to focus on just one. But members only have God's affordable health care program. It works. It works. There's no pre-qualification. They can't ever raise your premiums. It's guaranteed renewable till the day you die. There's enough scripture to make me believe that I don't care what the other guys do with their affordable health care. I'm sticking with Jesus Christ's affordable health care. Praise God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Psalms 103:3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who heals all
thy diseases. We shouldn't wait until we get so sick that we have no faith to try to get these promises. Listen, I'm not against doctors. I'm not against anything like that. I'm just saying we need to exercise our privileges as a member of the kingdom of God. We need to be proactive in every area of our life. We can't wait until something comes our way that knocks us flat. We should be so prayed up and read up and filled with God's Holy Spirit that when these things come, we take our shield of faith and we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And what else do? We reach for the sword of the Spirit. If there's nothing in there, the Bible says, which is the word of God, you have nothing to fight the enemy with but your flesh, and he will devour you. I don't care how big your shield is, sooner or later it's going to catch on fire. But the sword of the Spirit, that's not your sword, it's the Holy Ghost Spirit. Holy Ghost controls that sword. It can only help you if you have taken the time to hide God's word in your heart. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. We do not deny sickness or pain. Please understand, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you this. You need to confess God's promises, not your symptoms. You need to speak when you don't feel like speaking. You need to claim your financial victory when you're dead broke. And it's having faith in God's word. And that's what God was trying to tell me. It's not your faith. It's faith in my word that will keep you safe. It's faith in my word that will take your anger. It's faith in my word that will transform you from darkness to light. Should we have to be prompted to win souls? Really, when you think about it, the longer you're here, the easier it is to get into a position of, I've been here, I know what I'm doing, but the fire can go out. Anybody ever experienced that? The fire can go out. When that fire goes up, it's not all that easy, my friend, to get it started again. Praise God. You need to surround your situation, no matter what it is, with the word of God. It's forever settled in heaven. You need to confess the word and not your circumstances. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive that your joy might be full. Praise God. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. When we confess the word, we allow God to do what he has promised to do. Do you think God could lie to you? Think about it. Can God actually lie to you? Absolutely not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and worship the Lord here. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I'm so thankful that you've translated me into the kingdom of God. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you've made a way for me to get into this kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You might look around this building and ask yourself, how did all these people get in the kingdom? Do we have anybody here that's ever broken any of the Ten Commandments? You want to just stand up? Hallelujah. Okay, the rest of you are guilty of lying. Praise God. Listen, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, you cannot get in to this members only club, if you want to call that, and I know I'm stretching that phrase a little bit. But see, God is desiring to give everyone that comes to his kingdom a complete makeover from the top to the bottom, but he does it from the inside out. Ezekiel 36:26. To me, this is one of the most amazing prophecies in the entire Bible. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments. Praise God. How wonderful is that? That God, the creator of heaven and earth, said he would give us a new heart. When the devil tells you that nothing's changed, you just tell him, hey, I've got a new heart. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That doesn't mean that desires are not going to raise up in your heart now and then. But what you do with the desires is totally up to you. God doesn't force anybody to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who ate my punchline? Someone took it. Come on. Own up. Own up to it. Oh, it was me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the tour is ended. Thank you for your attention. I'm here to tell you, friends, that this life that we are living right now is so precious. It can change on a dime. And the only thing you'll regret is what you did not do for Jesus Christ. To have been enlightened with the power of this gospel and been given this opportunity to have a new heart and a new spirit. John 3:5, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I don't know if there's anybody in here that feels like I do, but I feel like I need a refreshing. I feel like I need to just stand up and have the washing of regeneration to flow over me again. Allow that first love to flow back into my spirit. Do you remember that first love? Do you remember how precious it was and how you felt? You know, godly sorrow works unto repentance. That godly sorrow, when you get the revelation, when you first come into the members only area, the revelation is you were a sinner that was destined, according to the word of God, to be thrown into the lake of fire. But somehow God miraculously intervened and he put himself in your stead. He allowed himself to die for your sins and my sins. 2 Corinthians 7:10, the Bible says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation. I'm beginning to believe that some people are in the kingdom, but they're not dead yet. They've allowed some things to come back in. We all need to die daily, the Apostle Paul said. Die daily. One of these days, the trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. What are we going to do in these last days, with the world falling apart? The only safe thing to do, the only normal thing to do, would be just run towards Jesus with everything you have. Don't worry about what you have done or how you've lost your zeal or perhaps fallen back into sin. What you need to do is get renewed with Jesus Christ. You need to allow yourself, by the power of his Holy Spirit, to come right now into your heart. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, Lord, that you would move in a miraculous way. Lord, if it would be opened up, everyone in this building, Lord, has committed sins, some of them worse than others, perhaps in our eyes, but the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one is exempt from this, my friend. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. But as for me and my house, I want to serve the Lord. I want my heart to be filled with his great power and anointing. I want to be able to share this gospel with the people who are lost. If I don't have the desire to do it, I'm in trouble. Paul was concerned about whether he would be a castaway. The Apostle Paul, the greatest apostle of all time, but his biggest fear seemed to be being a castaway. saving others, reaching out to others, but himself losing out. Praise God. Would you stand with me? I don't know if there's anyone in the house tonight that has never been baptized and filled with God's Holy Spirit. Is there one right there? Praise God. You get it down here right now while you still can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. God wants to put in you. He wants to put you in the new members club. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you, if you will lift up your hands and begin to worship the Lord with all your heart, praise God, your language is going to turn from the language you were given at birth until that new language comes on to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Harabakosh. Shabakorab. Harabakasatanabahata. Harabakoshabah. Yeah, he just got the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. How about there are people here tonight that need to be renewed? It's time to renew your membership in the kingdom of God. It's time to renew the zeal. Hallelujah. What a wonderful night it would be tonight if everyone in the house renewed themselves in the Holy Ghost. What a great time it would be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. God loves you.
Can wash away.
Lord.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus, and what can make me
whole? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What can wash away my sin?
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jump into the water.
And what can
let it get up your ankles and your knees. Let it continue to flow through you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.